Monday, January 11th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, the trade is primarily positioning for Tuesday's USDA reports. Some dry areas in South America will get some rain while other areas dry out. The La Nina weather pattern is not changing significantly. Some see it peaking, but it will linger after that. The U.S. dollar was higher. Funds are doing some rebalancing of portfolios, which means they reduce the positions of commodities that they have profit in, so the value reflects the allotted proportion of the fund. Another way to describe this is profit-taking. I like the idea of scaling out of long future positions on strength, which would eventually trim the long position to where cash sales are being made. I hope that takes until spring. Funds have large positions in soybeans and corn with very modest positions in livestock. The bull can cycle between commodity sectors. Maybe that is why they say that expensive corn will make high-priced hogs and cattle. It is an eventual process. As we get ready for the USDA annual production reports and updated balance sheets, we should remember that USDA doesn't make the fundamentals bullish or bearish. They are what they are, and the USDA just interprets them. We think they are bullish, so the view will prevail past Tuesday. We should get a little help from reduced U.S. supply numbers, but larger supply moderation from overseas producers, Russia, Ukraine, Brazil, and Argentina. The global crop production outlook is less than ideal. That will amplify the tightening of U.S. balance sheets as foreign demand has to come here for supply because we are the global residual supplier. That shift in demand to the U.S. should shrink U.S. balance sheets down to pipeline supply, or in the case of soybeans, sub-pipeline carryovers. That will make the next U.S. crop critical to supply covering demand for the next marketing season. U.S. corn is cheap relative to world prices, such as $11 a bushel in China. Remember that China still has the Phase 1 trade deal to comply with. That means that they'll have to step it up despite tightening U.S. balance sheets. There are ways to do that. The U.S. ethanol industry has negative margins while stocks are building under weak COVID pandemic-related fuel demand. Without help, this industry would appear to be first in line for rationing corn. Buying ethanol would be an advantageous way for China to get closer to Phase 1 requirements. The trade is looking for farmers to have planted over 31.5 million acres of winter wheat, up from 30.4 million last year. Current crop condition does not seem as good, so this was like throwing seed out there and seeing what happened. 18% of winter wheat is rated poor to very poor versus 14% last year. Given the La Nina will be harvested acres, it will be the more important number. The trade looks for just a minor adjustment to 859 million bushels of wheat ending stocks. As many winter wheat acres that can be double cropped as soybeans will be. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The milk market price discovery has gone lockstep up and down with the perceived direction of congressional COVID aid, surging again as the recent bill included more money for USDA to put milk and cheese in food boxes. Feed costs have gone up for dairy producers too, but the milk price has compensated for it. No reason not to expect this relationship to continue. The milk market is bull spread with the strength in the front showing dependence on government dollars supporting the market. With the Democrats big on spending money for COVID aid, the food box thing could become as permanent as the demand for it lasts. This food aid program has been almost universally praised as government responding well to an appropriate need. That was not the general performance for much of the rest of the government. Jobs numbers were poor last Friday, off 140,000. That was not enough to alter the 6.7% unemployment rate. The Federal Reserve wants fiscal stimulus, and Joe Biden wants to give it to them. The pandemic has the United States 9.9 million jobs in the hole. I think that it would be a great time to get a new restaurant ready to open late spring or early summer. I think that we are going to see some compensatory gain when the pandemic is crushed. When cattle are stressed, they lose weight. And then when feedlot conditions improve, they come back to the bunk and fill up. I think that people are going to get back to the bunk and order steak when weather changes and the vaccine is administered by spring. The restaurant industry has been a huge drag on the economy, and that should reverse later this year. Goldman Sachs is looking for 6.4% economic growth this year. We may start in the hole, but later this year it should seem like a rocket. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.